The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Yesterday, we went to go interview one of my favorite artists, Kali Uchis. And we ran into a friend of ours at the concert, and she said, man, I'm so tired from my vacation. Let's talk about this, okay? On Thursday morning, it is officially Friday's Eve. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Now, as a mother, she's a mother. She has a child. I've got three daughters, and I know for a fact, taking vacation or time off with kids is exhausting.
Dude, I've seen parents in the airport. That does not look like fun at all, dude.
Anthony, it takes hours.
It is now the season.
Point A to B. Planning the vacation is exhausting. Getting to the vacation is exhausting. Chasing children around, even if they're little babies or teenagers, where are they? What are they doing? It's not a vacacion. It's not vacation.
Last time I was in the airport, I seen this little kid throwing a tantrum at Starbucks, and I think the mom looked at me as like if I was going to back her up.
Like, help me.
Yeah, dude.
You're on your own, lady.
Yeah, so watch out, little homie.
You made that crazy little thing. You know, I mean, the thing is, after you have a baby, like the first time, they hand this child to you at the hospital and you're just on your own. There's nobody that can help you. And you have to take it home.
It just ruins vacations all the way out there.
18 years of ruined vacations.
Our daughter is, a little older now, Ava Matic. Well, all three of my daughters are older. And Automatic and I are going on vacation by
without
ourselves.
Without any kids.
Nice. Without any kids for the first time.
It's been a while.
Oh, it's been so long. And she said, am I going? And I said, hell no.
She tried to weasel her little way into it.
No.
She's like, Dad, I really want to go, though. Can I just come with you? I was like, no, you're not coming. You're staying home. And you know what she's going to do? I think for the first time, I'm not sure if I'm going to fly my mom in or not, but I think she might stay by herself for a week.
Oh, man. All right. The worst part about
children. I have cameras in the house, dude.
Inside and outside. And there's one hidden. She don't even know where it is. You know what I'm saying? All right. Vacation. Are you more tired after a vacay? Take the poll at Dana Cortez on Instagram. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick it off with National Flip a Coin Day. If you're going to do a coin toss automatic, what are you going, heads or tails?
I always got to go heads.
Ooh, I always really? Go tails.
What?
Yeah. See, you're the yin to my yang. That's why we love each other so much.
Get your jog on. Today is Global Running Day, not global warming. Running.
Run away.
Get out there and run. I need to run a little bit more myself. We got National Moonshine, which I will run and get a swig of that. Ugh, a little white lightning.
Have you ever tried a little moonshine?
I have, my
Put
friend.
Some hair on your
yeah.
b***h, right?
Yeah, dude.
That's disgusting. The moonshine and the hair on the b***h.
And it's also National Nail Polish Day, everybody.
That will not put hair on your b***h.
No, are you down to paint your nails, guys? It's so right now.
No, I'm not.
No.
Why?
I see a lot of the black nail polish going for guys right now. It's just not my things.
And some homies, it doesn't work for y'all. It doesn't work for everybody, okay?
And it's also a lot to maintain. Shout out to women for maintaining it. Yeah. Now when I see guys walking around with chipped nails, I'm like, come on, get it together if you're going to do it.
Come on.
Right. And let's go ahead and wrap it up on the start of Pride Month is today.
Shout out to him.
Yes. I know for a fact that my husband, DJ Automatic, has been a supporter of LGBTQ and all the other.
My first residency was at a gay club.
Yes.
If you ever need to learn anything about gay communities, get yourself a job at a gay club. You'll learn more than you need to know.
And you loved it, right?
Oh, no, it was amazing. Yeah. I still have lifelong friends.
I love going to the gay club, and I know every woman does because we don't got to worry about nothing. It's the most fun time you'll ever have.
Thing. The hottest chicks are at the gay club.
Yeah,
wildest bachelor parties are over there. But bachelorette parties are over there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Bachelor parties, too.
Bachelor parties, too, dude.
If your husband's having a bachelor party at the gay club, you might want to talk to him.
Oh, my God. That's the tea.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I can't remember what day it was, but it was Geek Day or National Geek Day something. And it reminded me of when I started feeling this really strong attraction for my husband, DJ Automatic, way before we even thought about dating. Here's an excerpt of that conversation.
National Geek Pride celebrating dorks, dweebs, and nerds.
Right? All you fellow geeks.
Automatic, to be honest, you're geeky about music and other things. That's when I started falling in love with you. I fell in love with your menta, your mind.
Oh, all right. There it is. Nice.
Awkward silence now.
I'm literally feeling like butterflies because I remember it. I remember when you played Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue. I was like, damn.
What?
Damn. I just.
Where were we?
I don't know. I don't know where we were, but I remember the feeling. And then we just started
talking. Where would I play that song, though?
Exactly. I think it was a club, like a little lounge area.
I was
going to
say, it definitely wasn't a club because it wasn't the 80s.
Lounge area. No, I know. That's such an old song. But that's what I mean. Your grasp and knowledge of music. I'm a music geek, too. I thought, oh my gosh, this guy knows this song.
Hmm.
That led me to thinking about what you're attracted to in a person that has nothing to do with their physical appearance. It has nothing to do with anything being overtly sexual. And we've all put together a little list. Before that, though, you've been a hoe for a minute. Who is this on line two?
Hey, it's Sam.
Hey, Sam. Okay, so tell us what you think about this conversation.
My girlfriend and I are super nerds. And what you mentioned about DJ Automatic, like being a total geek about music and falling in love with him for that, I totally get that. There's just something about somebody who's passionate and doesn't hide their passion that is just super, super attractive and super...
Yes.
You know,
so my geekdom is attractive?
It is attractive, and that's what she's trying to say.
Yeah. Being a DJ geek is attractive?
And I have an appreciation for music as well, so when you would share that information, I take it in. And it just be, I don't know how to explain it. It was just something we shared together, and then we shared a little more, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
But that's the thing, is that if you can be open about your passion outside the bedroom, well, it shows that in the bedroom, you're probably going to be pretty passionate as well.
Since you're not in a relationship right now, Anthony, just as a single person, what do you find attractive in a potential partner that has nothing to do with her looks?
I am a whore for witty banter. So,
okay,
yeah, anytime a woman is, you know, witty and funny, that always sticks out to me. And anytime,
but you're a funny guy.
Yeah, can't she be funnier than you?
Yeah, humor's subjective. So if she's funnier than me, let's go ahead and dance. I like that. But no, as a person who has to, like, conduct conversation all day, it's really relieving when I get to talk to somebody and they actually pick up the conversation.
And they actually have something to say.
And I'm more engaged with it, too. So that's me. But what about yourself, DJ Automatic, when it came to your wife?
There's a list of things that I was attracted to. She was very driven. She was passionate about what she did. Intelligent. She's great at conversation. And she's got an amazing smile.
Oh, nice.
Those are all so sweet. You never said those things to me.
Well, I mean,
I'm getting emotional.
I can't, you know, build you up too much because then you're going to, you know, you might leave me.
Oh, I would never do that. I would never do that. I think that the moral of the story here in this conversation is that when you first see someone, although, like I said, DJ Automatic is a very handsome guy, I did not feel like he was somebody I was going to date or anything right away. But the more I got to know him, the more attractive he became. Just, he's so smart.
I think that with us, we were more friends.
And conversation, you were like my best friend.
Our conversations is what led us into a relationship. Because I think obviously we were attracted to each other, you know, physically, but I don't think that really played into us getting together at all.
It didn't.
I can't really explain it fully yet, but I'm also attracted to the calmness. When you meet a person who's really grounded and is like calm in the nature of their being, that's really attractive to me too. Because I work with y'all who are high
school. There's a lot of chaos behind the scenes. Yeah. You hear all the lovey-dovey right now. Oh, Dana. But sometimes when the
working
mic is
with up, me and Dana has got to be. That's hard. That's like
every woman
patience
I've come across has been at a yoga studio. Let's just think about that.
What do you find attractive in your person that had nothing to do with any kind of anything being overtly sexual? Tap in with your thoughts. We're having a convo at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, this first WTF story is about an Arkansas woman who pleaded not guilty to selling stolen body parts and mailing the cadavers through USPS.
What?
What the
So Candace Chapman Scott, she's a 36-year-old woman who works in the mortuary service industry.
Ooh.
These bodies were supposed to be cremated and laid to rest or given to loved ones in Pennsylvania. But I guess there are folks who want body parts.
What?
And she's been selling them for who knows how long. The only reason she got caught is because one of the packages were inspected and a postal worker noticed that it looked like a human breast. And it was!
Oh! I got some questions about the postal worker who could spot a human breast.
I know!
That's a little sus. How do you know what that looks like in a box?
That is not weirder than mailing it, though.
No, it's not. So the last transaction that the FBI was able to track, Miss Scott mailed an ear, an arm, lungs, livers, kidneys, hands, breasts, penises, skin, skulls, fetuses, and one human head with a brain intact. She made $10,975.
Oh, there you
sounds
go.
Like
that
they were making a stew.
That's disgusting, DJ Automatic. Who are you, Jeffrey Dahmer?
Well, just when you thought humans couldn't get any worse, listen to this. A government official in India has been suspended after draining an entire reservoir on purpose
Why would he drain a reservoir?
Because he dropped his phone while taking a selfie.
No! No!
He said there was sensitive government information on the phone, so he sent the divers in, and when the divers couldn't find it, they just drained the whole thing. It was actually 554,000 gallons worth of water.
There's a lot of people saying, I wish I could do that. Like, I wish I had the authority of me to, like, lose. Have you ever lost your phone, dude? That sucks.
Yeah. It was a Samsung, first of all.
Automatic, you reached into a toilet, a poopy toilet, and grabbed your phone. And to top it off, you were at the club. More disgusting.
Mine was an iPhone, okay?
Makes sense. I'm rescuing my iPhone. We're gonna let that Galaxy sit, though. All right, let's go from a man dropping his phone to a woman passing up her mom's wedding.
Oh, no.
To attend a Taylor Swift concert.
Oh, no.
Yeah, dude, I'm all in support of this. A woman from Reddit wrote that she's in a conflict because her mom is upset that she did skip the wedding to attend his Taylor Swift concert, when a woman said her reasoning was she doesn't agree with the stepdad marrying into the family to begin with, and she feels like the Taylor Swift concert is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Unlike her mom's
How many times has she been married?
She's been remarried twice. So it's like, she got a point, dog.
I was going to argue it, but as someone who's been married 3 times, go see Taylor Swift. All right, those are today's WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You ever open your electric bill or it comes to you online? Because I get mine online now and you're just like, no! In case you missed it, there's a new study out that reveals 3 ways for you to save money on that light bill. I'm going to share them with you right now. These are 3 stories you need to know. I always go last, though, so mine's coming up later. DJ Automatic, you go primero.
There's a warning letter to the world because humans risk extinction from artificial intelligence.
Extinction?
Yes.
So, like the dinos?
Yes. So the top CEOs in tech and all the world's biggest scientists fear a robot takeover.
I don't doubt it at all. If you see it on the movie screen, like way back in the day, your grandparents probably watched Star Trek and they had phones that they would talk to without cords. And here we are, right? Now we have cell phones. They're just everywhere.
Make it so.
If you have never seen the movie Terminator, it's the machines attacking humans. They become so smart. They start a nuclear war. It's going to happen if we don't do something now. When you have these rich people asking for regulation, when the government comes in and settles things down. Yeah. We need to do something. I'm scared.
There's one part that freaked me out about this.
There's another part that
freaked me out. Mark Zuckerberg did not sign this letter that everybody else signed. Nobody from Meta signed it at all.
Because he's a crocodile.
What is that?
What? Okay, now this is going like full. Yeah, like,
because the crocodiles are dinos, but they lived. He has a secret.
Oh, God.
And he's going to survive.
We just went the off the deep end.
Extinction.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Am I a conspiracy theorist?
This whole conversation.
I don't even know where you got that from, but I've never heard that
because
before.
Because what are those big, they're still dinos that are living.
You know what? We need AI to save you.
No, just do something now before the end of the world happens.
How about we stop paying less attention to AI and pay more attention to the road? All right, Linktree, in case you missed it, released their list of most distracted drivers by state, and my homeland of New Mexico is leading the pack along with Hawaii, New Jersey, Nevada, and Arkansas.
For worst drivers?
The most distracted drivers.
Okay.
Not worse, distracted.
Distracted, dog. Oh. We're over here arguing about aliens and robots and texting while we're driving, too. Not good, y'all. Not good, y'all.
I don't know. I mean, everywhere I go, people drive badly.
But
especially
what
when DJ Automatic's on the road.
Oh, damn. Hold on, bro. Oh, yeah. That's a lot of razzle dazzle for somebody who doesn't drive.
Exactly. I am your driver.
Yeah.
And you're the world's worst backseat driver.
I'm so glad you said that. You're my driver. You damn right. And don't you forget it.
Period.
I already feel bad for the robot who's going to have to drive Dana around 10 years from now.
You should have made a look. Put your signal. Yeah. All right, so in case you missed it, there's a new study released by Schneider Electric that says these 3 things can help you lower your light bill every month. Number 3, you got them old light bulbs inside of your lamps and your can lights and all of that. Switch them out for LED bulbs. That's all we use in our Casa house. That can save you an average of $5 to $6 every month. Remember, these dollars add up. Number 2, wash your clothes in cold water.
Oh,
That's a big deal because hot water, it costs money to heat up the water tank and all of that. We did get a tankless water heater, which is more efficient, but those things are expensive. So I understand if, you know, you can't switch that out right now.
That thing's been a headache since we got it.
No, I love it. I love our tankless water heater. And number one, have a Mexican mother control the temperature in your house. No, I'm just kidding. Nobody can touch the temperature. I mean, the thermostat. Set the temperature on your thermostat. Keep it there to a comfortable setting. And also your refrigerator.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I mean, I just think about how you turned your husband into like a weather wimp, though, Dana Cortez.
How am I a weather wimp?
Because you get cold easily, dude.
Okay.
You want to know what my temperature is at the house? Okay.
What is
at night, we put it down to 77.
Oh, gross.
And during the day, it's at 80.
How do you sleep?
That's nasty. That's like perfect for me.
Oh my God.
Or at least I've acclimated to that temperature.
Like a bunch of iguanas over here. It's crazy.
Indigenous, okay.
I need 69 all the way.
No, Anthony, yeah, that's too
dude.
Cold. Are you
dude,
crazy?
What's your bill?
Oh, it's all covered in. I'm in one of those apartments.
Don't listen to Anthony. He's got an all bills paid spot. That's the real key right there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of the country's, actually the world's biggest A-list actors is having a baby. He's going to be a daddy again. I'll tell you who it is right now. This story and more, all brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. This is the Daily Dirt, the best gossip. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays first.
Comedian Amy Schumer celebrating her birthday. Tom Holland, Heidi Klum, and Morgan Freeman.
All right, so let's start off by talking about YG and Saweetie. They were on vacay in Mexico. Yes, they are officially dating, and I think they look very happy together. I see a long-term relationship coming.
Were you looking at the same pictures I saw?
Yes, DJ Automatic,
it looked like they weren't even paying attention to each other. They were just on their phones.
Sometimes, you know, when you go on vacation with your girl, and it's fun for like the first, like, 2 hours.
Oh,
and then after that, you're like, oh, God.
I feel personally attacked. Has Automatic been talking to you about our vacation? Anyway, all right, now I'm going to move on. Talk about Kali Uchis, one of my favorite artists. I've been following this woman since maybe 2015. I don't know, but her latest hit, Telepatia, obviously a big worldwide hit. Sat down with her, Dilla interview, and Automatic asked her, how did you link with Tyler, the Creator?
He reached out to me on Twitter, actually, and he told me he was listening to some of my music and that whenever I came to LA to let him know that we would get in the studio. So that's what I did.
I love the way she made it clear. Like, I didn't reach out to him. He reached out to me. Okay, girl. Yes. She also has an all Spanish project coming. Please go to Dana Cortez Show on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel and check the interview in its entirety. And then finally, Al Pacino.
I was on the kidding.
Yes, Mr. Tony Montana, at age 82, got his 29-year-old girlfriend pregnant.
Oh.
What, is he in a race with Robert De Niro? He's having a baby, too. What is going on?
They've been
on?
Competing since the 70s, David.
I guess.
Hell yeah,
damn,
dude.
Man.
There's hope for the rest of us child-free people right now.
Oh, Anthony, I didn't think about it. Yeah, so you're going to wait till you're 80 to be a father?
I'm going to probably wait till I'm 75. You're a little bit younger.
You'll never have to change a diaper because you won't be physically capable of doing
I'll
it.
I'll be changing my own diapers.
That's what I was going to say. Your girl going to change both of y'all diapers.
I was on the
That's your Daily Dirt. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Did somebody say free Chipotle? Yes, I'm going to tell you how you can score yourself some Chipotle for gratis right now in Food News. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Friday's Eve. We're the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Mild Sauce.
First hashtag, we've heard a lot of negative about AI, but researchers are using AI to fight breast cancer.
Oh.
So here's a positive story. The artificial intelligence model tracks changes in the patient's lymph nodes to predict how the cancer spreads. This is in the testing phase, but scientists and doctors already say it is hugely promising. And I love this because, you know, I volunteered a lot for different organizations that help people with cancer, and breast cancer is on the rise here in the U.S. So I'm down for AI doing good things.
I think there's
going
to be a lot of benefits to AI. It's just, you know, that whole taking over the world and killing all the humans.
Yeah,
thing
that part, I'm a little scared about that part, DJ Automatic. I mean, when you got Elon Musk asking for federal regulation, we should be
throughout
scared.
The world.
We should be scared.
Yes.
All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
Chipotle's giving away free burritos.
Nice.
So So to celebrate the 2023 NBA Finals, Chipotle is going to be tweeting out a special code every time one of the players in the NBA Finals makes a three-pointer. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's the Nuggets or the Heat. If somebody makes a three-pointer, they're going to tweet out from Chipotle Tweets a special code. First 300 people to text it to 888-222 will receive a free burrito.
300? And it's a national...
Well, they make on, between the two teams, they make an average of 23 three-pointers a game.
I mean, somebody got to win.
Only that's 300. A lot of burritos.
Somebody got to win, though. And I think it could be me.
Does it include burrito bowls?
Do you know what, Dana? We're not getting specific here. I think it's just a burrito thing.
What a whack question.
I don't want the tortilla. Of course you
would.
Do a salad.
Of course you would.
Anyway, whatever.
I'm sure you can get a bowl if you want one, okay, Dana?
Okay, all right.
You probably add lettuce to it, too, right?
I add lettuce, yes.
On the bottom and the top.
Waste of time.
And brown rice. We're getting healthy here, Anthony. We're getting healthy. National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's start by shouting out Oscar the Grouch. Shout out to Oscar the Grouch. It's Oscar the Grouch Day, everybody.
I live with him.
What a grouch. I don't live in a trash can, though.
It's also
would if I wasn't your wife, Piggy.
Ooh, nice. All right. It's also National
Love here.
Global Running Day, not Global Warming. Global
I'm
Running
run
Day.
Out the house.
And yo, June 1st is the start of Pride Month. So shout out to all the homies of the LGBTQ plus community. And let's go to wrap it up on National Nail Polish Day. Ladies and homies who likes getting their nails done.
I've seen more and more men getting their nails painted. It used to be like a punk thing. It was a rocker thing. And now it's kind of like everybody does it. But I haven't seen you, Automatic, my husband, or you, Anthony A., do any nail polish.
You won't ever see me painting my nails. Because I barely cut my hair. You think I'm going to paint my nails?
I enjoy a good manicure, for sure, dog.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice.
Like a hand massage, dude, this whole time. I didn't know that's what you guys were doing in there.
Yes.
I love those, but I just don't know which direction I want to go with my polish yet, so I haven't jumped into it.
When Automatic and I first had Avomatic, as she got older, she liked to polish his toes.
Every
and
dad
his
lets
hands.
Their kid
that's
do that.
That's something every dad does.
Yeah.
And your color is pink, for sure. Oh.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today, inside the Dana Cortez Show, Dana Cortez asked us this question right here.
What do you find attractive in a person, whether it's your partner now
Thank
or
Thank God it's not going to be about me.
Anyway,
I love
or
this.
Whoever.
This is some positivity. I like
without
this.
Without it being overtly sexual.
Ooh. So we're going to give you our answers to what we find attractive, and we're going to help you ladies out, or your homies who like homies. We're going to tell you five things that men find unattractive. I was welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony A., and my compadre, Sir DJ Automatic, who is married to Dana Cortez, if you didn't know. And Automatic, what was one of your traits that you liked about Dana Cortez that was nothing sexual?
Drive, her passion, her intelligence, her smile.
Whoa,
her ability.
Whoa, calm down, good husband.
Let's go.
I just asked for one thing and you're giving me a list, dude. Watch out, bro. They're going to think all my friends are like this. All right. And for me, because you asked me,
what do you find attractive, Anthony?
What I find attractive when it comes to women is witty banter. I will swoon over a woman who does good jokes.
Hey, if she can make you laugh, she can get in your pants.
That's how it goes, dude. That's how it is, DJ Automatic. But now let's talk about what we don't like, brother. Okay. We compiled the list because I think we're two men that represent all men.
Yes.
All men, all right? We got you guys.
Kind of.
A lot of y'all, all right? Yes. A lot of homies are going to agree with this. Automatic, list off the first thing that we find unattractive when it comes to ladies.
Gossip.
Oh, yeah.
When she just talks about other people and other things going on in other people's lives and doesn't talk about things that actually matter, I can't take that.
I can't take that because I love to gossip. So if you're gossiping and I'm gossiping, now we're just a gossiping couple.
If you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, we can't be together.
What's next on that list, Automatic?
Poor hygiene.
Ew.
Nobody likes a woman with stinky breath.
Damn. Okay.
Or stinky other things.
You know what I think about bad hygiene reminds me of is cigarette hair.
Oh,
you ever try to cuddle with a girl who has cigarette hair? Gross.
No, thank you. All right, the next one, bad manners.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Nobody likes
a
B.I.?
Uh-uh, not at all. I used to date a chick who, when we were out shopping, either grocery shopping or like, you know, at the store or something like that, she wouldn't put anything back where she found it.
Oh.
She would have, if she didn't want it, she would just drop it off forever. And
thinking
as a person,
that the store worker should do it
yes,
for her.
Yes, dude. As a person who worked in retail, that drove me crazy.
That takes us to number two, entitlement, which is the exact same thing, thinking that other people should do things for you.
Those are the type of girls that expect you to read their mind.
Think that they're owed something for doing nothing.
Come on, ladies. We ain't getting with that. And what's the final thing that we find unattractive, DJ Automatic?
Lazy.
Oh,
no drive.
Come on.
No passion for anything. They're looking at you to make sure that to make their life happen.
Now, more times than not, those are pretty girl problems.
Right? They are
lazy, lazy. Because you can't, women can't, you can't be ugly and lazy. That just
life don't work for that.
Trust me, we're both ugly. Neither of us are lazy. That's what's working for us. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.